Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On this edition of Calling Farmers, land set aside in agri-parks for young people, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us. If you live in Duhaney Park, Patrick City, Harbour View, Helcher, Angels 1 and 2, or Angels Grove, the National Solid Waste Management Authority will be in your community on the last Sunday of each month from now until August to collect your electronic waste. If you're in another section of St. Catherine, Kingston, or St. Andrew, take your e-waste to their Mason Plaza and King Street in Spanish Town, or the NSWMA head office on Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty, funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management. 20 young people have been selected to benefit from access to land in the 9 agri-parks currently under operation thanks to the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. Each person is to receive access to 5 acres of land to encourage the youth to become more involved in the sector.
Some of our participants in this agri-park initiative are also members of the 4-H Club, and this can only be a step in the right direction, as this is one of the ways in which we can guarantee youth involvement in increased local agricultural production.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kelleo. He says the decision to earmark land in the agri-parks for the youth is in recognition of the need to signal to young people that there are opportunities for them in agriculture.
This year, we will also continue to deliberately engage youth up to 35 years old and women in the Irish Potato Program, and will provide grant assistance to over 180 participants.
The ministry is also targeting young people to safeguard the sector's sustainability.
And this is critical in securing the sector for tomorrow. Reducing unemployment and increasing our earnings from the sector through increased productivity.
The beneficiaries were chosen after being screened by a team from the ministry in conjunction with the Agro Investment Corporation, which has responsibility for managing the agri-parks. Minister Kelly says the initiative has already started at the Spring Plain Ebony Park Agri-Park in Clarendon, where 100 acres of land have been set aside for young people. The initiative forms part of an integrated development program which also targets other farmers involved in high export business as well as other stakeholders.
And we are expecting funding through Petrocarib and our private sector partners for implementation of this program.
And the Jamaica 4-H Clubs is rolling out its Rural Youth Economic Empowerment Program, which will see the facilitation of 300 rural youth in entrepreneurial and agricultural-based projects. Minister Kelly says the program will enable the youth to create employment.
This program will not only involve the NYS, but other agencies as well, including the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, for technical assistance to the participants.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Yes. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Don't listen to the noise, watch the seal.
And this means, do not be misled by the excitement of others. Use the facts to judge something for yourself. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.